We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9. Text 30, chapter entitled King Yayati Regains His Youth. Nahushaya Tam Datva Sahasarmisthayoshana Tam Arajan Charmistam Adastalpena Karhichit. Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. When Shukracharya gave Devyani in marriage to Yayati, he had Sarmista go with her, but he warned the king, "My dear king, never allowed this girl, Sarmista, to lie with you in your bed." There is no purport, so we'll see the next text. Vilokyaushana simrajan charmista suprajam kvachit tameva vavre rahasi sakhya patim ritau sati. Translation is, O King Parikshit, upon seeing Devyani with a nice son, Sarmista once approached King Yayati at the appropriate time for conception. In a secluded place, she requested the king, the husband of her friend Devyani, to enable her to have a son also. There is no purport, so we'll go to next shloka. Raja putrayarthito patye dharmam chaveksha dharmavit smaran chukrava kale distam evabhya padyata. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation. When Princess Sarmista begged King Yayati for a son, the king was certainly aware of the principles of religion, and therefore he agreed to fulfill her desire. Although he remembered the warning of Shukracharya, he thought of this union as a desire of the Supreme. And thus, he had sex with Sarmista. Purport. King Yayati was completely aware of the duty of a Kshatriya. When a Kshatriya is approached by a woman, he cannot deny her. This is a religious principle. Consequently, when Dharmaraj Yudhishthir saw Arjuna unhappy after Arjuna returned from Dwarka, he asked whether Arjuna had refused a woman who had begged for a son. Although Maharaj Yayati remembered Shukracharya's warning, he could not refuse Sarmista. He thought it wise to give her a son, and thus he had a sexual intercourse with her after her menstrual period. This kind of lust is not against religious principles. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 7.11, Dharma viruddho bhuteshu kamosmi. Sex life not contrary to the principles of religion is sanctioned by Krishna, because Sarmista, the daughter of a king, had begged Yayati for a son. Their combination was not lust, but an act of religion. I seek the blessings of all the assembled devotees so I can speak something, including Radha Gopinath Prabhu also. I was discussing yesterday with Shyamanand Prabhu what shall I speak, so he gave me most of the data. So he Here, in this chapter, is entitled is King Yayati regains his youth. And in Bhagavatam, like we have got many stories, how we become a devotee. So in Bhagavatam also, variety of exciting stories are there, having very exciting situations, and how a person becomes devotee in the end, or how the lessons or person takes to shelter of Krishna in the end, that has been narrated. This is an unparalleled, one of the nice stories. Here, as we know, the story goes is that King Yayati was the son of Nahusa. So he was once passing and he found in a well a young, beautiful, naked girl whose name was Devyani. He gave his hand to take the girl out of the well. And the girl was attracted by the king. She was a Brahmana girl and the king was Kshatriya. And the girl requested the king that kindly accept my hand and get married to me. And king was also attracted by the girl's beauty. And he accepted the proposal, and the girl was a daughter of Shukracharya. And Shukracharya, seeing the daughter's desire, he agreed to the proposal. But here in this story, Devyani was put into the well by a girl named Sarmistha, who was the daughter of a king. And she, out of her anger, pushed Devyani inside the well. And Devyani was a daughter of a powerful sage, Shukracharya. So she wanted to take revenge. And she told father that Sarmistha should come along with me whenever I get married, and she should serve me as a maid servant. And since Shukracharya was a very powerful sage, the king, the father of Sarmistha, agreed. He wanted to pacify Shukracharya, otherwise he'll be destroyed. So Shukracharya made condition to the king Yayati, who wanted to have the hand of his daughter, that he wanted to get married to my daughter Devyani, but there is one condition, is that this Sarmistha would come as a maid servant, and you should not give child to this particular girl. And Shukracharya also in one way was helping his daughter to vent out her anger. And it was done. King Yayati got married to Shukracharya's daughter. And along with that, Sarmistha came to the... with Devyani, she also came. And in some time, King Yayati gave Devyani beautiful child. And generally every woman desires child, and especially some other women also have many children. So naturally women desires children. So Sarmistha was strongly feeling from her heart that I should have children. So she requested King Yayati that please give me a child. And she approached king in a secluded place at appropriate time and appealed to the king that please give me child, I want a child. And Kshatriya rules are that if some girl approach wanting some shelter, protection, and approaching a Kshatriya for a child, a Kshatriya should be giving her a child. So King Yayati agreed to the proposal and gave her a child. But Shukracharya already told King Yayati that don't indulge in sexual affair with this particular girl, Sarmistha. So in one way, he disregarded the warning of Shukracharya. But Srila Prabhupada in this purport very clearly mentions that King Yayati was not wrong, because he was acting under the principles of Vedic religion. When a Kshatriya is approached by a woman, he has to fulfill the desire of that woman. And Prabhupada quotes here Yudhishthira Maharaj questioning Arjuna when he came back from Dwarka. And actually what has happened is that Sri Krishna had disappeared from this planet, and Arjuna was quite morose, lamenting. His face has shrunk pale, and Yudhishthira Maharaj, as a loving brother, was anxious. What has happened to my brother? So he was asking various questions to Arjuna. What went wrong? Is somebody disrespected you in Dwarka due to your long stay? And he was asking many questions. And one of the questions he asked Arjuna is that, is it that there's some girl approached you in a proper way and you could not accept her? So that was the course of Kshatriyas, that if some girl approaches a Kshatriya, so Kshatriya has to give protection and shelter. We see in Mahabharata, like Arjuna's brother Bhima, so he was approached by Hidimbi. Hidimbi was a Rakshasi. And Bhima fulfilled her desire, gave her a son, and some was later Ghatorgaj. So that was the rules of Kshatriya. And here King Yayati acted according to the proper bona fide Kshatriya rules. But in return, if we see the story further, in return he annoyed Shukracharya very heavily. And the story goes is that Shukracharya takes away his youth, and he was a young, strong king and became an old person. And as I mentioned, Bhagavatam describes many stories where a person is there, and in different ways they approach Supreme Personality of God, and ultimately they lose all material desires for enjoyment. King Yayati has got lot of material desires for enjoyment, but he was completely purified in the end, no material desires, and fully surrendered to Supreme Personality of Godhead. Many such stories, in practically all the stories in Bhagavatam, relates to this particular theme, that how one should take shelter of Supreme Personality of Godhead. We see a similar story of King Pururava, who was quite lusty, and he wanted to fulfill his lust. And he did tapasya, long tapasya, just to get a benediction for a particular girl, and so that he can fulfill his desires. And he was allowed also. But then after long enjoyment, he was frustrated. What is this? Not much pleasure in this. And he gave up it and accepted the shelter of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So to take shelter of Supreme Personality of Godhead is anytime more relishable, sweeter than actually indulging in fulfilling material desires. Like here King Yayati like gave child to Sarmista also. So sometimes in today's time, somebody may say that this was allowed in Vedic culture. So why not today? A man can have many wives or many girls around him. So Prabhupada, I was just referring, Shyamandra was showing me various quotes of Srila Prabhupada. So Prabhupada mentions about polygamy. Polygamy means one man and many women are there. Like kingly, earlier we find many stories where one king is there, he has got four wives, three wives, more also. So is it so that somebody who wants it today, is it allowed today also? So we are seeing Prabhupada's quote on this particular matter. And Prabhupada was clearly saying in his conversation that actually it was allowed in Vedic culture, but in today's time it is not possible, it is not allowed. There are many reasons why it was allowed in Vedic culture at that time. One reason is that the girl have shelter. If somebody can give shelter to more girl or take care of more women nicely, then he is allowed and girls get protection. So it was allowed in one way. Secondly, the kings were heavily involved in management, administration, fighting, ruling. And this is all conducted in Rajoguna. It cannot be conducted in Sattvaguna. For a person in Sattvaguna to do all these things, it will be very, very difficult. So a person who is heavily infected by Rajoguna, he only can do it. Otherwise, person is very much in goodness, he cannot do the act. These acts are done under Rajoguna, like Brahmaji creates this entire universe. Secondary creator is Brahmaji. So we find that he is the presiding deity for Rajoguna also. He gets affected by Rajoguna. So kings were, due to inside the Rajoguna, they were allowed all this. That you can have more wives. So they are involved in all this activity and they will ultimately rule the kingdom properly under the guidance of Brahmanas. Prabhupada was once saying that, yesterday quote Prabhupada was mentioning that even kings were allowed to have intoxication also. In their assembly, they were allowed to even see the beautiful girls dancing also. Very surprisingly, this is allowed in a Vedic culture. So what is the motivation? Why the kings were allowed something like this? Because to incite the Rajoguna. Otherwise they cannot rule the kingdom. If they are in goodness, they cannot rule the kingdom. Like one time when devotee asked a question to Maharaj, Radhanand Swami Maharaj, that Maharaj, suppose a grihastha does a business. So is it in Rajoguna? It is in passion, like people work outside. So it is in passion or it is transcendental? So Maharaj mentioned that the offering which we give to Krishna after doing that business, fruit, it is transcendental. But act is in passion only. Maharaj gave an example that unless somebody is in passion, he cannot have child. Suppose somebody is in pure goodness, he cannot have child. For getting a child, a person has to be infected by passion. Then only he can have child. So due to that reason, kings were allowed all these things. And that was in the bracket of Vedic culture. Okay, you can go ahead. Like today's time also, we find people work very hard. It is in passion. So hard, very hard. We find people working, leaving their home in the morning, early morning hours, and coming in the night, day after day after day after. They do much more intense sadhana, then actually what devotees do is such a big tapasya, working outside for many, many hours and day after day after day. So what incites them to do all this thing? Why should a person, sane man, should work 12 hours or sometimes 14 hours a day? Life means day after day after day. What makes him work? Why should he do all this thing? Just enjoy life, go to some village, enjoy life, nice life. Why does that? Because of passion. Due to passion, his heart is filled with material desires. And to fulfill that material desires, he is actually working in passion so much. Prabhupada mentions in a purport is that a man gets motivation from women to work hard. If a man is, like we find that many times, an unmarried man or unmarried boy, he is not motivated to work very hard. But as soon as he gets married, we find that he works very hard. Many times we find parents saying, "Ye ladka kuch," means he is not working very hard. Getting married, he will nicely take responsibility and work very hard. And we see that it happens also. So why is it so? Because Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, if lust is satisfied, next outcome is greed. And when a husband, a man sees beautiful face of the wife, beautiful feminine gestures of the wife, he is again motivated. Okay, I'll go out and work very hard. And that's what a motivating factor for him to work very, very hard. Day after day, it's a very, you find if you analyze, not a meaning for a person's life, for what he is working so hard. No meaning to it. Why is working so much tapasya? If somebody does that much tapasya for Krishna, he will get it. Devotees do lesser tapasya for Krishna and they get Krishna. And here people work so hard. What is the motivation? Motivation of his beautiful smiles, gestures of the wife. And again, like it's a big war, like Kshatriyas to fight in the battlefield. And today's time people fight in this material world. Gets up early in the morning, catch up a local train, and just struggling in the local train, working hard throughout the day, sometimes doing two jobs or three jobs, coming night and again next day the same schedule. And this is all in passion. They are completely captivated by passion. And that was the principle why kings were allowed this, because without that they cannot rule their kingdom. Like we are seeing Prabhupada's conversation, the Prabhupada is mentioning that they were allowed. That is true. And they are making some spiritual advancement also because they are acting under the guidance of Brahmanas. But then Prabhupada is mentioning that if somebody is a devotee and he is Kshatriya, he will not get involved. Because our principle is that we get involved bare minimum in sex life. Like even somebody is a grahastha, he has got a wife. It's not that he increases his indulgence. We try that. We understand that it is a disease, I am having it. And we try our best to get rid of it. We don't want to increase this unlimitedly. So grahasthas also, like suppose somebody is a grahastha and he's in administration. So he'll not get involved in, okay, it was allowed in Vedic culture, so I can have more wife, or I can have, like, I can increase my passion because it will be helpful. No, he's not interested. And on transcendental platform, by Krishna's grace, we find we have examples of king ruling it without breaking this principle, like without having wine or without what is given concession to Kshatriyas, they ruled it. Like Arjuna is there, Parikshit Maharaj, Yudhishthir Maharaj, and many kings, they are powerful and they ruled it. And they were devotees. So by Krishna's grace, it is possible. It is not that a person has to increase his Rajaguna and then only he can rule it. It's not necessary. So by Krishna's grace, it is possible. Devotee's whole focus is on Krishna consciousness. How I can become more Krishna conscious? How I can please the Lord and His devotees? They are more concerned of their spiritual life. So whatever the duties they also do, whatever required duties in the society, Varnashrama. But their focus is always on Krishna consciousness. How I can actually increase my Krishna consciousness? And to the degree a person increases his Krishna consciousness, to the degree his fever for enjoying all the senses goes away. Like King Yayati is not free from it. We go further from the story also that even after doing all this, he was so much interested to enjoy Devyani. So much enjoyment. And since he was so lusty, Shukracharya gave him curse. Oh, you are so lusty and you broke my daughter's heart. I curse you that you become an old man. And he became an old. Like we find in this world, nobody wants to be old. And we find so many medicines available in the market, so many things in the market, just to increase his enjoyment in this material world. Many times people do yoga also, not for self-realization, for enjoying in a better way. So sometimes people say we are doing spiritual yoga, like say we are doing yoga, it's spiritual. But what is the goal? Goal is to enjoy better. So here like King Yayati actually was captured by lust also, but he acted in the religious principles. So ultimately Krishna protected. And as I was mentioning, many times people say that what if, what wrong if we also indulge in like affairs like this. But so many problems, like we find that just two women are there here and they are together, and so much problems happening, especially in Kali Yuga. People cannot live peacefully together. It's very difficult to cooperate. Very difficult to cooperate. Like if Krishna is in center, then strictly in 100% center, then even the wildest extremes can also be resolved. For example, Draupadi was married to Pandavas. And we don't find such examples in present times. You don't find one girl married to five husbands. Generally, that's what I have not heard. Because naturally, like say, she'll be the topic for quarrel. They will quarrel amongst themselves. And Draupadi was married to Pandavas. And we hear that Pandavas are living very peacefully, nicely, lovingly, which cannot be possible. In today's time, it is not possible at all. They will naturally quarrel. So how they can remain together? Because they are very strictly Krishna conscious. Each one of them, including Draupadi, Pandavas, their mother, Kunti, every one of them was fully Krishna conscious. And that was the only condition why they could, means it was complete extreme. We don't see in material world this. And they could resolve it. Because Krishna was in center. So when Krishna is in center, then even the wildest extreme can be resolved. We find in ISKCON, all types of people come. All types of nation they come. And you find many times they cooperate so nicely. Because Krishna is in center. So that is a condition. But here, between Devyani and Sarmistha, quite a lot quarrel is there. Like first of all, like Sarmistha, the incidence was that Sarmistha and Devyani and other ladies were taking bath in a lake, and Lord Shiva was passing along with Parvati. So Sarmistha was feeling very shy, wanted to cover the body. So in the haste, In the haste, she took Devyani's clothes and covered the body. And Devyani got very angry. How can you take my clothes? When she was so very angry, and in response, Sarmista was angry. And she was angry to the degree that she threw her own friend inside the well with the purpose to kill her. So there was a big quarrel between these two ladies. And further, somehow she was saved by King Yayati. And Devyani wanted to take revenge. So she told father that I want Sarmistha as my maid servant. And Devyani has got over 1,000 maid servant. You can imagine a daughter of king going as a one of the maid servant in house of someone else. How much offending it is. Like she is a princess and serving very menially in somebody else's house and along with so many other. It's not that she is the only favorite dasi. There are so many thousands of dasis and she is one of them. And it is also not favorite. So much like say painful for her. So I find just King Yayati trying to fool, please these two women, but what he gets in outcome is that both these ladies are fighting with each other. So sometimes a person may think, I can do it. But there is a lot of fight. In Kali Yuga, people cannot stay together. And also Prabhupada mentions one of the point is that it is not allowed by the law also. Devotees have to accept the legal implication also. And naturally devotees are not involved, doesn't want to increase this fever. Like say they want to be free from lustful activity. They want to, devotees naturally they are inclined to better remember Krishna, so nicely more engage in devotional service. They just focus is, let me remain engaged in devotional service and let engage others also in devotional service. And in this way only, they can actually be away from this so-called material pleasures, which are quite frustrating in the end. Although a person may be tempted, some taste is there. But you find that even in here, King Yayati was having some taste, so he was engaging again and again and again. But he was then attached by Supreme Lord Hari. And then he gave up all these things, useless. And he is acting according to Vedic rules. Like in the translation, it is written, although he remembered the warning of Shukracharya, he thought of this union as a desire of the Supreme. That means in his heart, he accepted that this is Supreme's will and I am acting according to the principle of Supreme. And in this way, he accepted. And since he was acting under the religious codes, Krishna ultimately gave his mercy to him. And in this matter, a person can be affected. Like so we find even Shukracharya is affected, taking side of the daughter, cursing King Yayati, became an old man, is cursing. And these days we find that people are so attached to wife and other things, so much attachment is that there is no discrimination for what is right, what is wrong, what is truthful, what is untruthful. It's not there. Because of the attachment to a woman, like they go to any extreme to fulfill their material desires in this material world. And in return, they become again and again and again, they become frustrated. Like in Bhagavatam, one of the Kali Yuga symptom is mentioned is that a man in today's time will be more attached to in-laws rather than father and mother. The father and mother who is taken care of throughout the life, and they will rather be more attached to the in-laws. The reason is that he is attached to the wife, and they are connected to the wife, and due to that reasons they get so attached to the in-laws. But a devotee is not, he is free from all these things. We find in Chaitanya Charitamrita, we find case of Srivas Thakur, that how devotees are free from family attachments. One of the incidents in Srivas Thakur's home was that when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing in the house of Srivas Thakur, everyone knows, most of the people knows the story that Srivas Thakur's son passed away. And for a father, for his loving child to pass away is such a tough thing. It's very painful. And he breaks down completely. And rather than that, Srivas Thakur was very composed. And he chastises family members, don't cry. Because your crying will disturb the dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Lord. And if you cry further, you lost the son, I'll also die. I'll go to Ganges and die. So you lose me also. So on that threat, everyone somehow kept quiet. And many hours passed, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired, something is wrong has happened. And he came to know that Srivas's son has passed. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that, why didn't you told me when it happened? So Srivas Thakur told, I didn't want it to disturb your dancing. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Srivas and told that, where can I get devotees like you? Because in soon Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to take sannyas. So Srivas Thakur, from this incident we find that he was completely detached from family matters. We find that another incident, Srivas Thakur was there and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dance was so beautiful. Everyone wanted to see it, whether they are devotees or they are not devotees. Even those who are not devotees are also wanted to see the dance, the beautiful dance of the Supreme Lord Gaurhari Nataraj. And everyone wanted to see the dance. And only selected people are given entry inside Srivas Thakur's house. And one time, Srivas Thakur's mother-in-law, she wanted to see the dance. And she was hiding. And she was seeing the dance for some time. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stopped. And he says, someone who is not entitled to be here is here. And then Srivas Thakur was searching, find mother-in-law. And guess what he did? He just catch hold of the mother-in-law's hairs. And he just told you to leave. And she just left the mother-in-law out of the residence. And again closed the door. And again Lord Gaurihar is dancing. Very striking example. Srivas Thakur was a devotee. So naturally he loves his wife also. But nonetheless, to please the Lord, he was very strict. And devotees loves everyone. It's not that they hate someone. If they can love, say, someone who they don't know also, so naturally he loves everyone. But in spite of that, he has got higher purpose. Higher purpose is that Lord Chaitanya should be pleased. And that is the perfection of my life. And that's why we find that was a surrender of devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also in reciprocation was extremely pleased with these devotees. Extremely pleased, always reciprocated. Like one of the quality of Krishna is that he always reciprocates with the love of his devotees. So in the Bhagavatam, such stories are mentioned. But we have to stick to conclusion. What is the conclusion? Like King Pururava is there. So the story goes is that he did tapasya for Urvashi. And he gets Urvashi also. And he's enjoying for a long time with Urvashi. So the conclusion of story is not that one should like get the choicest girl that he wants and just enjoy throughout the life. Then later on, Pura was frustrated. What is this? Let me be Krishna conscious. So the conclusion of all Bhagavatam stories will end in Krishna consciousness. So devotees are Sargrahi, or say Bhagavatam also. In conclusion, he say always Sargrahi, like essence. There are lessons are there. And lessons are told to ultimately become Krishna conscious, not to just increase material desires in this material world. Find many, many avenues to enjoy. The Bhagavatam mentions that how one should be trying to be more engaged in service. Take the essence of it. We should not be taking the example of Kshatriya kings. Oh, so much facility. They were avoiding. I also have got some Kshatriya qualities. So I can also do something like this. Devotees are not interested. Devotees are just interested to serve the instruction of spiritual master, trying to be more Krishna conscious. Whatever their duties are there, according to the guna and karma, trying to do in a very Krishna conscious, gentle, nice, sober way. And that is the perfection of devotee's life. And like in Bhagavad Gita also, Krishna told Arjuna, first he mentions Arjuna as a Kshatriya to fight. You are a Kshatriya, you should fight. But then he quotes Sarva Dharma Parityaja Mamekam Sharana Bhajam. That okay, you got religious principle to fight as a Kshatriya. But higher than that is Sarva Dharma Parityaja Mamekam Sharana Bhajam. Abandon all variety of religion, just follow me. That is highest. So although surrender is a higher principle than Varnashram system. Somebody with nature of a particular nature, but if his spiritual master tells something contrary, that is higher than actually Varnashrama system. To be Krishna consciousness is a higher system. Like between the discussion of Ramanand Rai and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one of the principle Ramanand Rai mentions is that about that one should practice Varnashram system. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not satisfied. No, this is external. Tell me something higher. And then Ramanand Rai started to speak about adding Krishna to one's life. At that moment, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a little bit satisfied and still he was saying, higher, tell me something higher, tell me something higher. So, Varnashram system in itself is not so much spiritual. It helps one to come to the platform of spirituality. But definitely higher than that is that once you surrender to the will of the Lord and trying to free from this material world, from various material desires, endeavor to be free and go back to the kingdom of God. Like Prabhupada mentioned, Kshatriyas were there and they used to rule in a kingly way. But higher than that, one should try to focus on going back to Godhead, and that is the perfection of one's life. Thank you very much for attentive hearing. Almost 9:15. Hare Krishna. Jai. It's already 9:15, Prabhu. Thank you. Jai Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Anantakoti Vaishnavrunda ki.